So, power of regret, part three. It's important, power of regret, why we get them. So, in Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Shantideva says, all offenses and vices of various kinds arise under the influence of conditions. Right? All offenses, all our vices, of all kinds, arise under the influence of conditions. They do not arise independently. So this is really important for us to remember when we're doing regret. The fact that we're doing actions or karma and then results come from it does not mean that we are being rewarded for our good actions, our positive actions. It does not mean we are being punished for our negative actions. The fact that suffering comes from our destructive actions is simply a result. That happiness, pleasure arises from our virtuous actions is simply a result. It's just like you put the turnip seed in the ground, take care of it, you get a nice fat turnip. But that is not a big reward for putting that turnip seed in the ground. And some gopher comes and eats the turnip. It is not a punishment. Although it could be a result of my past stealing of somebody else's food in the past. Very well. Could very well be that. So when we act negatively, it doesn't mean we're bad people, but we are so deeply conditioned to think in this reward and punishment paradigm that that's the trap. The trap and the trick is to remember that we're looking at cause and result. Cause and result, cause and result, which is how purification works. Also, we're creating different kind of causes. So this is the thing that's really important to keep in mind. So when we look at it in that way, then Pabongka Rinpoche's admonition that it's not helpful to either be indifferent or afraid of looking at our negativities, we can really look at it in a clearer, kind of more open way. And then, as Venerable Trudgen says, you have to be able to see the dirt to purify it. So we dredge up everything. Go through the 10 destructive actions and destructive pathways of mind that lead to that action and look at those in your present life and look at what you might have done in the past life. Go through the 8 worldly concerns. Look at the pairs of craving and aversion to like loss and gain, for praise and blame. For a good reputation, or for having aversion to a not good reputation, for craving for sense pleasures, or wanting to be away from the things that are unpleasant to our senses. Look at what we do motivated by those things. Take a look at all of our precepts that you hold. Take a look at our bodhisattva vows. Take a look at what comes up during the day, the things that drive me crazy day to day to day, the negative thoughts that come to mind, the people that drive me crazy, it's not them. But there's a key in there to what we can purify from our own past. So there's many, many places to poke our great light of wisdom into an analyzing what are the things that we can need to purify in order not to experience the suffering results. If you run out of things, think about the difficulties you've had in this life. Think about, if I've had financial problems throughout my life, what's the karmic cause of that? I've got chronic pain. What could be the cause for that in my past? So everywhere we look, actually, we have things that we can bring to our attention. So then we finally get to the next paragraph in this text. Seeing Vajrasattva as a combination of the wisdom and compassion of all the Buddhas, and as your own wisdom and compassion in fully developed form, make this request. O Bhagavan Vajrasattva, please clear away all the negative karma and obscurations of myself and all living beings, and purify all degenerated and broken commitments. So this really takes us out of the power of regret. We go back to reliance. This is really a request prayer. Because what? We've looked, we've seen, we've examined, We've gone, oh my goodness, there's going to be a suffering result. Now what? Help! Help! Vajrasattva, help! And the way it's written here, we have to again be careful. The way it's written, please, Vajrasattva, clear away all negative karma and obscurations of myself and others and all living beings. It's not that Vajrasattva can swoop down and erase these negative actions from our mind streams. But what happens is this first part, which is very key, seeing Vajrasattva as a combination of the wisdom and compassion of all the Buddhas and as our own wisdom and compassion and fully developed form. So we take all of our potential and project it outside. All of our good qualities and project it on this image of Vajrasattva, the completely purified mind of all the Buddhas. And it is that, along with the blessings of all the Buddha, the beings who have these same realizations as Vajrasattva, that's what purifies our mind. So we are, it's an asking for help for sure, but it's if the Buddhas could have erased the negativities from our minds, they would have. That's not within their power. Only we can do that. And really, only we do it ultimately by realizing emptiness directly. But in the meantime, we take this wisdom of the from the power of regret, analyze, take a look at things, and then begin to really change our way. And that's the next steps in the process. I wanted to share with you, before we finished, a different prayer for this place right here. The previous version of the Red Prayer Book, the Pearl of Wisdom Practice Book 2, had a slightly different Vajrasattva sadhana. And the request prayer in there, I still use every day. It has a very powerful way of stating both a confession, a realization that even when we're in the process of purification, we're still creating negative actions because of our habituation. It acknowledges that. And also really opens us, I think, to turning to Vajrasattva. So here's the way it goes. The negative karma I have accumulated since beginningless time is as extensive as the ocean. Although I know that each negative action leads to countless eons of suffering, it seems that I am constantly trying to create nothing but negative actions. Even though I try to avoid non-virtue and practice positive acts day and night without respite, negativities and ethical downfalls come to me like rainfall. I lack the ability to purify these faults so that no trace of them remains. And with these negative imprints still in my mind, I could suddenly die and find myself falling to an unfortunate rebirth. What can I do? Please, Vajrasattva, with your great compassion, guide me from such misery. So it's a beautiful confession. It's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful reminder that our need for purification is endless all the way, really, to our Buddhahood. And so this is the basis. Developing the ability to evaluate ourselves, realizing that everything that arises, the action, the affliction that motivates it, and the result, are all parts of causes and conditions. And then we apply these four opponent powers to purify them, changing the causes, changing the conditions. So that's the power of regret.